Hi, it's Steve Metz again, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next item on the audio tour is a model of the ship the Royal Sovereign, which is famous because it was the first of the triple-decker gunships that would become standard for the late 18th century Royal Navy. I'm going to talk about one particular sailor, Edward Barlow, who served briefly on the Sovereign in 1691. Barlow's biography represents one of our clearest historical examples of a life both ruled and disoriented by the ocean. Barlow was born in Manchester in 1542. He ran away from home at 15, and he found his way to sea 2 years later. He served in many Royal Navy and merchant ships and traveled on all the world's oceans. As he learned the craft of seamanship, he also taught himself to write. He, in fact, began writing his massive manuscript journal, which still survives, while he was a prisoner of war in Dutch Batavia, which is modern Jakarta, between 1672 and 1674. At the end of his long career, he assumed command of his own ship in 1706, but his first voyage as captain was unlucky. The ship sank, with all its crew and passengers, off Mozambique. Barlow's story, unlike those of so many other English sailors, is available to us through the hundreds of pages of his manuscript journal. It's both hard and valuable to try to think about him while we look at this beautiful ship's model, so that we remember that these massive, intricate wooden machines contained inside them individual sailors, crammed into their berths and laboring at complicated tasks beneath their decks.